Forgotten Men. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
Well, here's an economics scholar who has crunched the numbers and found that the forgotten people most in need of Donald Trump's help are 7 million working-age men, age 25 to 54, who aren't working and aren't looking.
You've got a really spooky two-tier society staring you in the face.
This is Nicholas Eberstadt, author of a book called Men Without Work. He says that these 7 million men are too old for college and too young to retire, but they have dropped out.
Their full-time job is television, video, internet, over 2,000 hours a year.
That works out to 5.5 hours a day. And the way most of them keep going?
Almost 3 in 5 were receiving one or more disability benefit, and about 2/3 were in households that had at least one disability benefit.
That's an amazing number of disabled men. Except Eberstadt is not convinced they're unemployable. He thinks for a lot of them, it's just not worth the risk of losing those disability payments to look for work. But he says unless someone finds a way to get them working again, their numbers will continue to grow, and that, he predicts, will have really bad consequences.
Widening wealth and income disparities, greater government dependence, more pressure on fragile families, maybe more opioid addiction. And I myself will not connect these dots, but I think it's possible to talk about increasing political extremism in the United States.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.